Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Chok Badwal. Data for services 5/1/2024. Date of birth is 1/16/1947. Date of accident 7/18/2023. Mr. Ashok Badwar is here for follow-up evaluation. Initially, he was involved in an automobile accident where he was hit on a passenger side T-bone fashion as a restaurant driver, leading to pain syndrome in the neck and the lower back and the right shoulder and the left shoulder. Overall, all these pains were around 7 to 9, with radiation to the right arm posteriorly, affecting all the fingers and both the legs posteriorly in S1 S2 dermatome fashion. Initially, there was some pain in the right hip, right knee, left knee, and both legs. But with the therapy, it has been improving. He still has pain in both the knees and both shoulders, both elbows, both hands, with numbness of all the fingers. Currently, he was seen by a spine surgeon, Dr. Redden, for further evaluation, especially for cervical spine surgery based on the MRI. He was recommended laser treatment first, and his MRIs for the knee were also ordered. And the patient did not wanted any surgical or injection treatment for now. And he doesn't want any surgery. He wants to try physical therapy, ace bandage and cane for his knee and the knee brace. He also underwent a EMG nerve conduction test by Dr. Jody Kirsch, the neurologist he's seeing, on 5/10/2024. The patient also has some pain in both the ankle and feet, which are sore for him. Both the knees and ankle and feet are around 6. Neck pain is 6, mid back pain and lower back pain is around 7. The radiation of the pain to the right leg posteriorly is much less often, and there is some weakness of the right arm, motor weakness at 4/5. Which is constant, and numbness and tingling of the right arm is also constant. Pain level is around 7, ADLs are affected 6. Patient reports 60% improvement overall in the symptoms. Please review the chart for the ADLs, system review, for the additional history, substance abuse, and compliance history. In the physical examination, blood pressure is 171/96, pulse is 76, and the rest of the exam is from previous visit of 2/27/2024, dictation number is 0311-128. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan is to continue the neurology, neuropsych, psychiatry, as well as psychotherapy and counseling for his brain-related trauma and mood problems. He needs to continue his laser treatment. He also needs to continue seeing the orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Gary Gilliard, for his knee and shoulder-related issues. He is already seeing spine surgeon, Dr. Lewis Redden, for further management of his issues. His MRIs were once again discussed at length, and he has been informed that he may be a borderline for his surgery for the right knee, where there is a tear in the posterior horn of the lateral meniscus, chondromalacia, patellar tendinosis, requiring 4 to 6 injections. He has a grade 4 chondromalacia, which may require total knee replacement. In the left knee, there is again a tear of the posterior horn of the medial meniscus and lateral meniscus, requiring possibility of surgery. He also has an ACL sprain in the left knee, as well as chondromalacia multifocal and patellar tendinosis, requiring multiple injection treatment and or surgical consultation. His MRIs for the left shoulder were discussed with him. He was provided of the and the right shoulder, and he was offered injection treatment for various rotator cuff tear and the labral tears, and the lumbar spine, and also was discussed with him, as well as thoracic spine MRI and cervical spine, and he was offered 4 injections to the lumbar and 2 injections for the cervical spine. It appears that the patient has not provided any consent, and he is not interested in any injection treatment or surgical treatment at this time. The patient will be seen in 30 days time. At this time, he wants to continue his physical therapy, which will continue at 2 times per week in the affected areas. He remains off work, house work replacement, and case management has been ordered for him. Thank you.